Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about tongues of fire, and I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 2, verse 3, and just the first part of verse 4. There we read, "Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit." As the 120 disciples of Jesus gathered in the upper room, a remarkable thing happened. First, there was an unusual sound, something that sounded like a strong wind, and the sound filled the whole house. Then, after the sound of the wind had started, they saw another remarkable thing. The Bible text tells us, "There appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them." Something like a flame appeared above the head of every disciple. Probably the description "divided tongues as of fire" has the sense that these so-called flames were active and flickering, appearing as if they were burning, but of course leaving no mark, even as one sat upon each of them. This amazing occurrence probably should be connected with John the Baptist's prophecy that Jesus would baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. Through the Bible, the idea behind the picture of fire is usually purification, as a refiner uses fire to make pure gold, or fire can burn away what is temporary, leaving only what will last. This is an excellent illustration of the principle that the filling of the Holy Spirit is not just for abstract power, but it's for purity. In certain places in the Old Testament, God allowed his special pleasure, or showed his special pleasure, with a sacrifice by lighting the fire for that sacrifice himself. That is, with fire from heaven that came down and consumed the sacrifice. The experience of the followers of Jesus on Pentecost is another example of God sending fire from heaven to show his pleasure and power, but this time it descended upon living sacrifices in the sense of Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Notice as well that the Holy Spirit sat upon each of them. One commentator, A.T. Pearson, said that there was a deliberate meaning behind that word "sat," that it has the idea of a permanence of position and a lasting condition. That idea is important. You see, under the Old Covenant, the Holy Spirit rested on God's people more as a nation, that is, Israel. But under the New Covenant, the Holy Spirit rests on God's people as individuals. The tongues of fire sat upon each of them. This strange phenomenon had never happened before and would never happen again in the pages of the Bible, but it was given to emphasize the point that the Spirit of God was present with and in and upon each individual. Most importantly of all, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Essentially, the sound of the wind and the tongues as of fire were only unusual, temporary phenomenon which accompanied the true gift. And the true gift was being filled with the Holy Spirit. Now today, we shouldn't expect to hear the sound of the wind or see a tongue of fire when the Holy Spirit moves among God's people. But we can and should expect to be filled with the Holy Spirit as we receive in faith and let him refine and purify us. Hey, receive that filling of the Spirit today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.